Chapter 6. Fletcher T. Franey was medium frame and height, bald with a yellow fringe, wore tortoiseshell glasses, had a black mole on his cheek near the right eye socket, and dressed in 10-year-old sport coats and shiny slacks from the men's store downstairs. Franey was a lawyer, not a well-thought-of one, but he was also the chairman of the Hickman County Democrat Party. The party position gave him all the power anyone could want in a small county. He possessed the ability to give political favors for friends, steer small state contracts among the loyalists, have a direct line to the movers and shakers in Chicago and Springfield, and get your driver's license reinstated if you got yourself nailed for drunk driving. In fact, drunk driving and divorce cases were his mainstay. He had gone to a third-tier law school, drank himself silly all 3 years, got a D in wills and trusts, which meant he wasn't going to graduate, then, at the last minute, wrangled an A in commercial paper, which gave him a 2.0. Exactly what he needed to graduate, by a hair. Still, it was the old joke. What do you call the guy at the bottom of his law school classes? Attorney. His office was on the west side of the Orbit Town Square, the entranceway squeezed in between a men's store, Bertham's Haberdashery, and an office supply, Grant's Paper and Pen's Office Supply. The law office was up an old flight of battleship gray stairs and opened on a bleak, dark waiting room and law office all rolled into one. His secretary was there 3 afternoons a week, and the rest of the time he answered the phone.
No, Mary Ellen is busy. That's why I'm answering, he would lie.
But can I help? His manners were impeccable, and that's how he got along with the city fathers and merchants. He had very little local business, as he wasn't possessed of much legal wisdom, and the people of Orbit knew that, so he became the city attorney for Marlin Township, an incorporated village 10 miles northwest of Orbit. Marlin Township was home to fewer than 1,000 souls, most of whom got a government check, and most of whom couldn't afford legal advice, not even for a simple will. Yet Franey managed to pick up enough hours at the council meetings to pay his rent back in Orbit, so it worked well for him. He kept a Mr. Coffee burning behind his desk, poured himself cup after cup during the day, allowed them to get cold, and most often could be found drinking cold coffee out of a mug he had purchased in Nogales, Sonora, on a trip last summer with Nemesia, his wife. Today he was sitting with his booted feet up on his desk, puffing on a pipe he had just bought at Haynes Drugstore, and wondering if the pipe satisfied the image of himself he wanted to portray when the phone rang.
Franey Law, this is Fletcher.
Mr. Franey, please hold for the Attorney General.
Franey swallowed hard. Had he heard right? The Attorney General of Illinois? Calling him? Hell, it wasn't even an election year. A strong voice reached out to him.
Fletcher, Robert K. Amastasio, Attorney General here. Got a few minutes?
Yes, Mr. Attorney General. Anything you want.
Well, we've got a little situation with one of your locals over there.
Who's that?
Franey puffed the pipe. It had gone out. Again, he flicked the yellow plastic lighter and sucked the flame down into the bowl. Smoke exploded and swirled.
Gentleman by the name of Victor Harrow. You know Mr. Harrow?
Victor? Everyone knows Victor.
He a client?
Sad to say, no. He's always in trouble of some sort, and would make anyone a great client.
Well, not now he wouldn't. He's upside down on some money he owes the state.
How much?
Not much. About $75,000.
Franey bit the pipe stem.
Not much. $75,000, and that's not much?
The AG continued.
He's got a contract, and he's light on his service fee.
Franny's heart skipped. Service fee was monkey talk for payoff.
Who's he owe it to?
Franey said, his voice weak.
His honor, the governor.
Holy crap.
Exactly. Now, here's what we need you to do. We want you to keep this under wraps, but scooch on over to the courthouse and find out everything you can about old Vic's assets. We might have to sue and sell to get paid. You get my drift?
Yes, sir.
Franey wrote on the pink message pad, find out about assets.
And get his tax return. We need to know about his depreciation schedule. That will tell us what property he has.
Excuse me. Tax return? That won't be at the courthouse.
No, of course not. That you'll have to get from the IRS.
IRS? Oh, okay, anything else?
Let me give you my direct line. Call this number when you've got the dope on this guy.
Will do.
They said goodbye and hung up.
The damn pipe was out, and Franny felt the narrow ridge of sweat already forming on his forehead. How in the world would he get tax returns from the IRS? They don't just give those away to anyone who asks. He brought up Internet Explorer on his screen and browsed over to IRS.gov. He spent the next half hour learning all about obtaining taxpayer documents from the IRS. It looked like he was going to have to dummy up a power of attorney and sign Victor's name to it. He was also going to need Victor's Social Security number. The sweat was flowing freely now. That was a crime. A serious one. Fletcher T. Franny knew if he committed a crime, he would likely get caught. He just wasn't smart enough to get away with it. Still, the AG had spoken, and that was like hearing from the Archangel Michael, direct from God's mouth to your ears, he told himself. You have to do this. Then it occurred to him that maybe, if he performed this task simply and well, why, he would have his foot in the AG's office. Who knew what kind of local legal work the AG might then feel predisposed to send his way? The payoff here could be huge. The potential was unlimited. If only he had the AG recorded while he was asking for Victor's tax returns, then he'd really have some leverage. The AG promoting a criminal act? That had conspiracy and other federal crimes written all over it. The opportunities were unlimited here. He again sucked flame into the pipe bowl. It was time to move ahead fearlessly, and they had their man. He would do it. Definitely, he would do it. Attorney Franny punched in the AG's direct line. He was shocked when the AG himself answered. He told him about Victor's Social Security number being a must-have. The AG said he would have someone call him from the Secretary of State's office with the information he needed, and Franny said thanks. This time, when he hung up, he switched off the tape recorder he used to take telephone statements. He hit rewind, playback.
Mr. Attorney General, or Attorney Fletcher T. Franny here.
Okay.
I'm going to need the subject's Social Security number in order to get his tax return. Can you help?
I'll have someone call you at the Secretary of State's office with that information. Would that be all?
Well, I just wanted to say thanks for trusting me with this. I won't let you down.
Thank you, Mr. Franny. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Recorded. Busted. He had the Attorney General of the state of Illinois combining with him in a conspiracy to defraud the federal government out of a private citizen's tax return. He was giddy, and he stood and raised his arms overhead.
Yay, yippee!
He extorted. Then immediately sat down. He hoped to high heavens they hadn't heard him downstairs in the haberdashery and office supply. Still, he was elated. He jumped back to his feet and began pacing behind his desk. Smoke billowed from the pipe as he puffed madly. Now, how, he asked himself, are you going to parlay this arrow in the AG's heart into some real money? What the hell? Maybe he could come out of this with a state contract for legal work of some kind. Of course, he would go for the usual payoff state money and the title of Special Assistant Attorney General. He had seen that used before, and it never failed to scare the hell out of folks. Why not him? Indeed, why not? In the energy of the moment, Franny neglected to think about the AG's muscle. No, not the appointment of special prosecutors or special investigators out of the AG's office. He forgot to think about the AG's real muscle, the mob. They wouldn't let a nobody like Fletcher T. Franny get within 10 feet of their attorney general. Heads would roll before that would ever happen.